The Purple Project Podcast, folks, recording on Sunday. Folks, today, obviously, in Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, weekend edition. This podcast talking about all things K-State, August 14th, 2022, folks, on this edition of the day. Before I get into that, if you're not a subscriber already, please do that as well. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and hit the alarm button every time we post new content, whether that's a daily edition or weekly edition. And for the time being, our latest weekly edition, episode 113 of the Purple Project Podcast, now out wherever you get your podcast. And of course, my name's Eddie Greer, host of the podcast. And of course, the weeklies are co-hosted by my co-host, Alex Aiden. And we have two coming up this week. We're going to be playing two on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. One of them is going to be a special guest, which will be recorded tomorrow night. It won't be out until midweek this upcoming week. And, of course, the usual show, Friday show, will be uploaded on Friday with me and Alex. I'm talking about recording on Thursday. So busy, busy week coming up for this podcast. Obviously, we continue to approach football season, and we're going to switch gears for a few minutes to the Greens, folks, as for the second straight year, Kansas State sophomore men's golfer Cooper Schultz will compete in the prestigious U.S. Amateur Open, folks, which I believe this podcast won't be going out, this episode won't be going out until Monday morning. So definitely this will be this will be posted before Cooper gets started with the U.S. Amateur Open, the U.S. Amateur, which is entering its 122nd year of hosting, and that nation's very best young golfers in the world will be held August 15th through the 21st, that's this upcoming week, at the Par 71 7,000-plus Ridgeway County Club in Paramus, New Jersey, while the stroke play goals venue will be the Par 70 7,256-yard Arcola Country Club. Schultz carded a 8-under par 136 in July's qualifying event, that's last month, that was held at Overland Park's Milburn Country Club, a performance that earned him an alternate position, which he was recently evaluated to claim his spot in the 312-man field. This field will consist of two stroke play rounds that will determine spots for a 64-man match play tournament to be named the champion of this event. Schultz, a product of Andover, Kansas, makes his return with the confidence gained from his play at least at last year's U.S. Amateur, where he fought his way into the match play tournament by firing a 200 par rounds during stroke play. Schultz became the first Wildcat to advance to match play since going back all the way to 2000. This year's two-stroke play rounds will be held on Monday and Tuesday, which match play begins on Wednesday, and including with a 36-hole championship match on Sunday. And then, of course, Schultz will tee off on the first round tomorrow during this recording of this podcast. So tomorrow when this goes up, this will be up a couple hours before. Still getting warmed up here. Cooper, before he hits the tee, so 3 hours before that, he'll be preparing to hit the course up there in New Jersey Monday and Tuesday. So hopefully we will be keeping track of this as well. So getting lost in this shuffle, and here we cover all things K-State. Cooper Schultz once again qualifying for this year's U.S. Amateur Open, the 122nd annual edition. And we got K-State representing that in Cooper Schultz. Yeah, I thought last year, remember doing a daily on this as well. I believe this was the same person that qualified in this very event as well. So again, the consistency is there. Obviously, the men's golf team last academic year did a really nice job as a team. They had a couple individuals doing very well as well. Luke O'Neill, I believe, to be one of those as well. You add now sophomore, you got a full year in your belt, and Cooper Schultz doing a fantastic job so far during his time here at K-State. Still early in his K-State golf collegiate career, but what a resume already. So he's going to be competing tomorrow. Again, this will be going out first thing Monday morning towards lunchtime, where we've been posting these dailies at consistently. So that way you can be out looking for it and not be searching all the way around. I know my schedule gets a little busy, gets a little hectic sometimes. Like, it's going to be this week. Got to adjust to a new work schedule. So that's going to be interesting to fit all the shenanigans I do usually before I go in for work. So it's going to be really challenging. But once I find a groove here, I'll be okay. But yeah, that's going to be a challenge for me. Meanwhile, a challenge for Cooper Schultz. He's going to be competing, trying to get in that 36-hole round match here later on this week. So congratulations goes out to Cooper Schultz. And how about this? Congratulations. Again, this will be posted on Monday, so be on the lookout for it. Not today, but on Monday, as I'm recording this on the 14th, on this Sunday morning, before I go to church, go to Sunday school, and then followed by that by church. Skylar Thompson, of note, folks. And we'll actually have two praise here, folks. Skylar Thompson, last night, put on a show for Miami, folks. He had the same, he posted pretty much the same numbers as he did at Texas Bowl against LSU. Well, maybe his yards were probably down a little bit, but 20 of 28, 218 yards, if my memory is correct on that, against Tampa Bay last night. Now, did they win? I have no idea, but we were just keeping, I know, good friend of the show, Paul Cannon, shout out Paul, was retreating left and right the other night, I should say last night, as I recorded the podcast. I said, warming up, folks, warming up. But yeah, Paul Cannon was retreating constantly of Skylar Thompson's completions there. I knew he was retreating it from another account there, but keeping our best. I know Keelan tweeted out something as well. I know I tweeted out something as well after the fact as well. Man, Skylar has really used that momentum from the Texas Bowl. It's really carried himself to this point. And this doesn't go a long way to making the team right here. Obviously, Skylar Thompson with the seventh round, went in the seventh round of this past year's NFL draft. And then a few picks later, his counterpart, former K-State teammate Rush Yeast, also went in the same round, seven picks later, to the Los Angeles Rams. Again, I don't know how both teams went overall, but again, Skylar Thompson, really of note here, the focal point of yesterday, and then you go back a day before that, my team, the Atlanta Falcons, at the moment have former K-State standout D-tackle Timmy Horn, who turned the game around. Now, I know we won this game, a rare preseason win for the Falcons. I got to get this one in while I have opportunity to get it. But Timmy Horn, I believe, had a forced fumble in this one, or actually a recovered fumble at that. I think he had a couple of tackles in this one, and he was one of the standouts from the preseason game for the Falcons against Detroit as well. So, we got two on the rise here. K-State is doing a good job. I said on this past editions of the weekly podcast that Timmy Horn has a chance. If he's going to have a fair opportunity to either make the team or, better yet, make the practice squad. And I firmly believe he can make the practice squad due to the shortage at D tackle with all these freaky injuries for the Falcons up front over the past 2 weeks, and the Sunday retirement of Eddie Goldman there. So yeah, Timmy Horn, Skylar Thompson, only up and up here from this weekend's preseason matchups there with the teams respectively. Timmy Horn with the Falcons and Skylar Thompson with Miami as well. So congratulations. Those are really the two notable K-States skaters that stand out from the first weekend of preseason. So definitely Skylar could go a long way of making that team, and Timmy Horn doing helping him make him a case to why he wants to stick around there in Atlanta. But congratulations to Cooper Schultz. He will be getting started here with the U.S. Amateur here coming up when this podcast goes out in a couple of hours. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We are on a lot of podcasting platforms out there, including Odyssey and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you are subscribed to that button. And, yeah, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We are getting ever so closely to kick off here in Manhattan, Kansas, to open up the football season. And in this week as well, soccer officially kicks off their 2022 campaign against Northwestern. I believe it. I got to double check that. Yeah, I think it's here. I've been doing this all summer long. Yeah, all these are mixed up. I think I'm pretty sure that match is here. I believe so. Yeah, go back and check that out again. It's early. I'm recording it early in the morning, so I'm not all there. But Cooper Schultz is all there. Skylar Thompson and Timmy Horn doing what they can to make men's eat in the NFL and golf, respectively. That's going to do it for this edition. Before I get myself any off the rails here on this podcast, again, appreciate y'all. Again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Huge week coming up for this podcast. Special guest later on. This evening won't be posted until midweek. And then, of course, our usual daily, weekly podcast. So, two PPBWs coming up on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the PPPD.